WTOP News Time 222.
You make a Christmas list, brave the stores to buy them, wrap them in paper and bows, and then, oh, you've got to ship. Ugh.
Well, don't despair. We're going to talk you through it with consumer savings expert Andrea Warrock. Andrea, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Hey, let's start from the very beginning before folks even start packing. They have to figure out if whatever it is they're shipping is breakable. Can they safely ship something that's really fragile?
I mean, if it's very fragile, one of my tips is just to stay away from sending something. You never know what's going to happen in the shipping process. But there are ways to ensure that something that could break won't break. First of all, use a heavy-duty filler like bubble wrap that you get from stores like UPS, and make sure that it's wrapped all the way around the ends, the top, the sides, and you want a box that's at least 1 inch bigger than the gift so that you can put in that padding. If you use newspaper, it's probably going to break.
And shake it to make sure that it's packed well, right?
Exactly. Shake it. And then also pay attention to the box. Make sure it's a sturdy box. And make sure, like I said, it's 1 inch bigger. And make sure it's not old or used. UPS found that even if there's a few slight creases in the box, it increases the chance of damage by 70%. So, it pays to pick up a box for a few dollars.
Can you ship anything anywhere?
You know, most people don't realize that there could be some shipping rules and restrictions depending on where you're sending and which state you're sending to, especially when it comes to fruits and vegetables, liquids, plants, and believe it or not, even batteries. So before you ship something, if you have any of those items in the box to go, look up online. You can find all those requirements or restrictions on the United States Postal Service site.
What about deadlines, Andrea? Because we're getting kind of close now.
We are, and I've already seen some stores put a deadline as early as tomorrow for that free ground shipping, so you might have to pay more for expedited shipping, but luckily there's still a lot of time. Most big retailers don't have deadlines until next week. You can go to lastslaydays.com to find all those retailer shipping deadlines, and then on Wednesday, it's December 18th, it's free shipping day. Hundreds of retailers are going to be offering free shipping with no minimum order required and guaranteed delivery by Christmas. So you can even pick up a few of those inexpensive stocking stuffers online without paying for shipping.
All right, Andrea. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and good luck with your shipping your gift.
We need it. Thank you. Consumer savings expert Andrea Warrock.